We're in the middle of Siman Tafresh Lamed Tes Seif Beis. Bez Hashem, today we'll discuss sleeping in the sukkah, and we'll discuss eating mizonos in the sukkah. So regarding sleeping, we saw already that if you're mitzdayer, then you're putter, and if it's very cold or very hot in the sukkah, you're putter from sleeping in the sukkah. And that's why many people are mekil in the colder climates, that they don't sleep in the sukkah. Rav Nemetzal adds on, let's say there's a lot of noise in the street and you can't sleep. Rav Nemetzal lives in the old city, Taka, there's a lot of noise. He says that's also mitzdayer, and you would putter from sleeping in the sukkah. Or, if you're afraid, if it's dangerous, there are some places in America where it's dangerous to sleep outside. So that's also mitzdayer, and if the pachad, you're mitzdayer, and you'd be putter from sleeping in the sukkah. Or, the Rama quotes another idea, that some say a man is mitzdayer, he can't be in the sukkah with his wife. He's mitzdayer that he can't share the room with her. Because it's unless you have a very, very private sukkah, that she can't sleep in the sukkah with him, and therefore he'd be putter. It's better if you can to try to get a private sukkah, the Rama says, but it's not so pushy to work that out, that the sukkah has proper tznius. That's another reason brought that would apply to married men for the why people are makil on sleeping in the sukkah. But what if it's the night of the mikvah, and normally a husband and wife are together the night of the mikvah? So the Mishnah Berurah says that one should be together with his wife and not sleep in the sukkah that night, and he doesn't have to go to the sukkah later, and he doesn't have to go back to the sukkah later in the night. He can sleep in his regular house for that night, because the mitzvah of Ona, to be together with his wife on the Leil Tefillah, overrides. But now, what about mizonos in the sukkah? So here it's as follows. V'tavshel ha'asui mechameshes minim, im kovei alav chashiv keva v'tzarech sukkah. If you're having a cooked mizonos item, not rice, it's a cooked al michya food, let's say noodles. So if you have a fixed meal of it, then it has to be in the sukkah, and you make a bracha of leishei v'sukkah. So for example, let's say for dinner you're having noodles for dinner. Your dinner is going to be noodles and some potatoes and a drink. So the potatoes and a drink, you would not say the bracha of leishei v'sukkah for them, but noodles you would. You're having a kviya suda on the noodles. So you would say a bracha of leishev besukkah. That's a kvias on the al michya food. Oh, now, you know, you wouldn't wash and bench on this, because we don't wash and bench ever on noodles and things like that. But for here, that's considered a fixed meal, and one would say a bracha of leishev besukkah in that case as well. Now, we saw in the last year that when it comes to bread, if you have a kibetzer or more, then you make a leishev. Here the Mishnah Berurah recommends that really the shear for eating, let's say, noodles is not really a kibetzer or more. It should be more, it should be a fixed meal, whatever really, really satisfies you. So if you have a nice dinner of mizonos foods, of al michya foods, like noodles, you would say a leishev. What if a person is not such a big eater? And for this person, if he eats a little more than a kibetzer of noodles, he's full. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Maamar Mordechai that Taka, you would say a bracha of leishev besukkah in that case. In other words, if you're satisfied with this, if you've been filled up, even though it's just more than a kibbetzah, which is not very much, then, since it's teshvu kein tadiru, this would be your dinner during the week as well in the house, that's called a kvias, and since you're having this as your dinner, then you would make a leishev besukkah on that as well. Oh, so that's when it comes to a bracha on a cooked mizonos. Now the Mishnah Berurah has a long discussion about baked mizonos foods, cake, cookies, and he quotes two opinions. Does it have to be eating a lot of cake, or even just more than a kibetza of cake would be enough? And the Mishnah Berurah says as follows: on Shabbos, when there is a halach of kiddush u'makum suda, or on Yom Tov, and you're having a piece of cake, which is more than a kibetza, then, since that is your meal for Kiddush Makom Suda, then it certainly counts as a meal regarding the sukkah as well. and you would say a bracha alei she'ev b'sukkah. So that's for sure the minug, that when a person makes kiddush in the sukkah on Shabbos or Yom Tov, and has a couple of pieces of cake, more than a kibetza, then you would make the regular kiddush, and you would also make the bracha of alei she'ev b'sukkah as well. So that's clear. What if you're having a piece of cake and coffee for breakfast? A piece of cake a little more than a kibetza of mizonos. So the Mishnah Berurah says, that's a big machlokas, whether it gets a alei she'ev b'sukkah. And he says that l'chora, one would say, safek brachos l'hakel, and not to make a alei she'ev, but minag ha'olam b'varech af b'chol. The minag is you make a bracha during the week as well. So that's the minag. The minag is, if a person has a kibetza of cake in the sukkah, he makes a bracha of alei she'ev b'sukkah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah adds on, as a chumra, to avoid any safek, k'dei l'hinatzel michshash bracha l'batola, yira lo latzeis miyad achar achilaso. Don't leave the sukkah right away. Rak l'shev esham zman ma. Sit there a little while after the eating, and then the bracha of alei she'ev went on the eating, and on the extra time you spent as well. You see, really, any time in the sukkah is a mitzvah. Our minig is, this we'll get to at the end of the Siman Bez Hashem, our minig is to only say alei she'ev when we're eating in the sukkah. But really, fundamentally, even being there is a mitzvah. So the minig is, you make a bracha of alei she'ev b'sukkah. If you're having a kibetza of cake, you have a kibetza of cereal for breakfast, you make a bracha of alei she'ev b'sukkah. As a chumrah, you should spend a few more minutes in the sukkah after you finish your kibetza of mazonos, and have in mind as that the bracha of the alei she'ev goes on that those extra few minutes as well. Then you avoid any safek of a bracha l'batala.